Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Weekly Rundown, presented by the Minnesota Daily. I'm your host, Nolan O'Hara. This week, we'll be discussing the Gophers softball team. At the time of recording here, the Gophers are playing this weekend, but they're currently 22-6, and most recently, they won 3 of 4 games in a series against Nebraska. The Gophers are taking on Iowa this weekend from Friday through Sunday, and here to discuss, you know, some of the team's recent success and this upcoming series, I have Matt Kennedy, who's been doing some softball coverage here for the Daily. Matt, it's good to see you. How's it going?
It's going good, Nolan. It's good to see that all the spring sports are back in full swing this year compared to last year, and that softball can finally, you know, have a full season.
So. For sure, yeah. It was a disappointing end to last year with that cancellation for all the spring sports for, you know, high school, college, really the whole world. But it's good to see, you know, some softball and baseball again. Definitely enjoyable to watch, and the summer weather, and it's getting warmer too, which is always nice. So
yeah, and it's great because softball in 2019, as everybody knows, they went to the College World Series, and then they couldn't go back-to-back in 2020 because of COVID. So now this presents another opportunity for those players to get back.
Right, for sure. And there's a lot of people who remember that and trying to get back there since last year didn't have that chance. So it'll be fun. But, you know, to get started here, let's talk about this Nebraska series. The Gophers were on a 5-game win streak coming in. They won the first 3 games of the series to push it back up to 8 before dropping the finale. But, you know, the series previous, they swept Northwestern, who was ranked number 22. That moved them back into the rankings at number 24. But I guess overall, could you break down, I guess, a little bit of these both series, but specifically Nebraska, and kind of what stood out from that series for the Gophers?
Yeah, against Nebraska, the first game, the Gophers had a walk-off win. It was kind of a funny walk-off win because it happened with McKenna Partain driving home Carly Brandt for the tying run. But then Nebraska's right fielder, Tristan Edwards, had a throwing error, and then Sarah Kinch scored the winning run of the game. And Sarah Kinch had a great series that we'll talk about later, but that was a huge shootout. And then on Saturday, the Gophers' pitching was just phenomenal. Autumn Pease threw the 32nd no-hitter in program history. And then in the first game, where the Gophers won 2-0, and then the next game, they absolutely dominated, winning 9-0 on a combined shutout from Pfizer and Duick. And then on Sunday, Nebraska finally got their bats going against Pease, and unfortunately, the Gophers lost, snapping their win streak at 8. But some of those losses happen. You can't be perfect. As I was talking with McKenna Partain a few weeks ago, so you can't win every game. It's a long season, but the Gophers are still ranked number 24, and they're in the driver's seat to have a successful postseason in the Big Ten tournament. I know Michigan is going to be a tough out in that. Michigan, Minnesota, and Northwestern, who the Gophers recently swept, are the top 3 teams. So that should be interesting. But the Gophers are right where they want to be going into the back half of the regular season.
For sure. I think last time I checked, they had moved all the way up to 2nd in the conference, and they'll be challenging Michigan for first there. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the final stretch of the season. But one of the things you brought up, you know, was Pease pitching that no-hitter. And the Gophers have had a pretty good dynamic duo from the circle in Amber Pfizer and Autumn Pease. What have those two meant to this team this season, and how important have they been to the success the Gophers are having with this moving up to 2nd in the conference and really putting together a good product on the field with a pretty nice record at the moment?
Yeah. Yeah, Pfizer and Pease are a combined 20-6, which almost matches the Gophers' record in 22-6. It's probably the best 1-2 punch in pitching you could ask for in a Big Ten team. And it's honestly surprising seeing that Pease is 10-1, Pfizer is 10-5, and Pease has a lower ERA given Pfizer's past success. in the program, being named 2019 Big Ten Pitcher of the Year. Pease on actually has been much more consistent and much more reliable on the mound. So it's an interesting just dynamic duo, and it's always nice to have two pitchers that are both red hot and that you can trust going into the Big Ten tournament and coming up in a few series with Wisconsin and Iowa and Penn State that I think the Gophers should be heavily favored, but the Michigan series, they'll have to be on their A game for that. So,
for sure. I know in a recent, media call I was in, Amber Fizer was saying, they're going to need two pitchers if they're going to make a return trip to the College World Series. So They definitely have that this year. Autumn Pease having her best year and Fizer being as good as ever from the circle.
And what's interesting about Pease's no-hitters, she saw Carlos Rodon's no-hitter for the White Sox earlier in the week. And she's, I was talking with her this morning, and she's like, yeah, I think I can do that. I can pitch a no-hitter. And then she actually did that Saturday. It was pretty how Pease has grown this season from being into a really reliable ace on the mound is pretty special to watch.
Yeah, and it's nice too. This is her first full season here, because she was here last year as a transfer, but This is really her first full season. So it's fun to see kind of that success culminating, and now with their pitching coach as the head coach, it's kind of fun to see all that come together. But Another thing coming together too has been the team's bats. They hit some home runs against Northwestern. They've been able to drive some runs in again against Nebraska. Partain and Kemet Mueller have been leading the way in batting average, but Den Hartog is driving in tons of RBIs. I guess what have you seen from that lineup? And you mentioned Kinch stepping up recently too. I guess what's been clicking for the Gophers in the batter's box?
Yeah, Kinch had a career day Friday. She hit 3-for-3 with a home run, two singles, and she was the Gophers' top batter in the series with three home runs. So she's been her series against Nebraska was really good because overall in the season she was batting just at 2.22 batting average and was more middle of the road in the Gophers' lineup. So that from her this weekend was really cool to see. And yeah, McKenna Partain and Kemet Mueller still are two players who can just get on base, and you can count on them to be run scorers or drive in runs at any point in the game. And Den Hartog had two bombs against Nebraska, and she has also really helped this Gophers lineup, along with Jensen, who is batting at a .294 clip as well. So.
For sure, yeah. It was interesting, how you mentioned Kinch, and, she's a freshman, and one of the few – this is a pretty, senior-heavy, veteran-heavy Gophers team. You got a lot of returning seniors who were taking advantage of the extra year of eligibility. So it's also fun to see some of those younger players kind of step up and make plays and show what the future will hold for this Gophers team.
Yep.
And, the season is wrapping up real quick. We've alluded to it a little bit about the College World Series, but, there's still some time to go, and obviously the Gophers are focusing on what they have. They have Iowa this weekend from Friday through Sunday in a four-game series, and then they'll have series against Wisconsin, Michigan, and Penn State. What are you expecting out of this team from this home stretch here?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, the Gophers should be favored against border rivals in Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa and Wisconsin both have losing records right now, and I could see in both of those series maybe Wisconsin taking a game or Iowa taking a game, but it should be pretty much Gophers dominating in both those series. And then the series against Michigan will be at home at Jane Sage Cowles Stadium, and that'll be really interesting because Michigan will be the toughest team the Gophers have played since Northwestern, maybe all season. So that could go either way. And then Penn State, alike Wisconsin and Iowa, I could see Penn State maybe taking a game since the Gophers are playing on the road all the way in University Park, Pennsylvania. But the Gophers should also be favored in that. So
for sure, yeah. Iowa is kind of a middle of the Big Ten. I think they're 15-13 right now, looking at it too. Michigan will be an interesting one, and I guess that's a good one to have at home. But Yeah, kind of like you mentioned, it'll probably be the toughest team on their schedule this year, with it being in a, you know, conference-only schedule, and there's not a lot of Big Ten teams really in the mix in the rankings. We've seen Northwestern in there, the Gophers in Michigan, but that's about it. So those top three teams in the Big Ten have been competitive. But outside of that, it's not a huge – it's not really a deep conference in terms of softball.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how those series play out as the season comes to a close here. And it'll be interesting for the Gophers too, because like we mentioned a couple times now, they're eyeing a return trip to the Women's College World Series this year. You know, that's been one of the things that I didn't get the chance to do that last year, but – What do you think, Matt? Do you think they can make it there? And I guess what do they need to do in this remaining stretch before the conference tournament and then that to get there?
Well, what they do need to do in this remaining stretch is I actually just looked at Penn State's record, and they are at a woeful 4-19. So I think if they would lose more than one game in that series, that would be tough to get an at-large bid into the tournament. But there are 64 teams in the College World Series. So I think if they've just been playing as well as they have all season, maybe get that spark that they had when they were playing in Evanston from April 9th to 11th at Northwestern, they could have a really successful end stretch of the season. And if they win the Big Ten tournament, obviously they would get an automatic bid. But, you know, I feel like they can still get an at-large. I feel like Michigan, Minnesota, and Northwestern could all realistically get at-large bids just due to their level of work this season, and all of them having a really high winning percentage in the Big Ten Conference, which is a Power 5 conference. So,
for sure, yeah, it's kind of one of those things that the Gophers team will say that even when you're talking to them too, is just kind of keep focusing on what they're doing, not focusing on what the other team's doing. Try to keep up their winning ways, which so far has been pretty successful. So if they can kind of keep playing with the same intensity they have so far this season, they should be shaping up to make a pretty good run, at least looking towards the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, if Pease, Pfizer, and Duick both keep dealing and keeping their ERAs, all their ERAs are under two, so if they can just keep up their awesome stuff on the mound, the sky's the limit for this Gophers team.
For sure. And, you know, we're looking towards this weekend here. The first step is Iowa, I guess. What are some keys for the Gophers to be successful this weekend, and what do kind of they need to do to make sure, you know, they win, you know, 2 out of 4, 3 out of 4, keep competitive here?
Yeah, I think some keys to just hone in on is that Iowa is not that big of a power-hitting team. They actually only have 8 combined home runs on the season, with all their top home run hitters only having 2. So I think the keys would just be to pitch well against Loker and Rocco on Iowa, because their batting averages are really high. And I feel like if Pfizer and Pease can keep those two locked down, I think the Gophers will be good. And Iowa plays a lot of small ball, but I think that helps the Gophers, because in some of the losses that they've had, they've lost because they play power-hitting teams like Nebraska, who can get the ball out of the field in a hurry. So,
for sure. Yeah, they shouldn't have trouble. They got a pretty good pitching duo here, so it'll be fun to watch them towards the end of the stretch in this series this weekend.
Right, and there isn't Shaw on Iowa is a pretty good pitcher, same as Ducey, but just overall, I feel like the Gophers are better than Iowa in pretty much every single fashion. Besides, Iowa has a little bit more pitching depth, but I don't think that should be a problem. It hasn't been a problem really for the Gophers so far. So.
No, for sure. It's a little different in softball. You don't have to wait, you know, whatever, 5 days, however long they usually make them wait for pitching in baseball. So they have a little more. They can pitch a couple more innings than
right,
baseball.
Right, do that underhand throw. It's the natural.
Right, it's throwing. You know, you don't see all those Tommy John surgeries in softball, which is probably fortunate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess, you know, looking back towards this team, do you have any other final thoughts? Any keys for the team moving forward? And I guess any final thoughts to how this team could make a World Series appearance this year?
I think if Partain keeps hitting well in leadoff, she's been one of the best leadoff hitters, not only in the Big Ten, but in the country. So if she can keep getting on base with singles and doubles and then having people behind her in the batting lineup and Kemet Mule and then Hartog getting RBIs, I feel like they can really make a splash offensively. And then for pitching and defense, their pitching is fine. Most of the runs that come in when Fizer and Pease are pitching are defensive errors or fielder's choices. So if they can limit, some defensive problems and making the right decisions on defense, they could definitely make a College World Series for the second straight appearance in a row.
For sure, yeah. Not second straight year, second straight appearance in a
yes.
row. Unfortunately, with everything that happened last year. But it'll be exciting to see what they can do down this winding stretch, and I know for sure I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
But, yeah, thank you so much for joining. Appreciate having you here to be able to talk a little softball. And appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Nolan.
In other news, Gophers volleyball team lost its match against Pitt in 5 sets on Sunday in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA volleyball tournament, ending the Gophers season. It'll be a quick turnaround for Minnesota as it'll quickly look towards next season, slated to begin in August. Gophers women's basketball assistant coach Danielle O'Banion has been named the head coach of Loyola University, Maryland. She had been an assistant under Whalen since the 2017-18 season, and this will be her second head coaching opportunity. Gophers baseball team dropped all 3 of its games in its series last weekend against Michigan and dropped the first of a doubleheader on Friday to Indiana. The second game was live as we're recording. Gophers will wrap up their series against the Hoosiers on Sunday. That's all for this week. Be sure to check our website, mndaily.com, for more coverage, and tune in again next time with the weekly rundown on all things Gopher sports. Thanks.